We all know about the inflation of job titles in business. I was recently the vice chairman of a company where my duties consisted pretty much in their entirety of attending a 20-minute meeting every day. But it also happens in the creative professions, like the people we used to call decorators who now demand to be called interior designers, or record producers who reinvent themselves as sound artists. I've been thinking about the vanity of creative nomenclature because the American Craft Museum has just reinvented itself as the Museum of Contemporary Arts and Design. This is the fourth time since the museum was founded, just 46 years ago, that it has changed its name. The museum director says they pretty much had to change the name since, she says, the boundaries between art, design, and craft have broken down. But for all that boundary breaking, I think it's still very possible and very useful to redraw the basic bright lines between craft and art. Works of craft are objects that have real utility, as clothing or bowls or furniture, and they are handmade, works fabricated and shaped by an individual human using tools, not a machine stamping out hundreds or thousands of units. As opposed to works of art. Works of art can be handcrafted objects, but they don't have any real-world utility. That's why they're art. The usefulness of art is all in the mind. A work of art should provoke thoughts or emotions, but it isn't supposed to do anything. Of course, the real reason the American Craft Museum changed its name to the Museum of Contemporary Arts and Design is because it had self-esteem issues. These days, craft is the matronly middle American sister of art. Art, who dresses all in black and lives in a cool downtown loft and sneers. Not that the craft we're talking about here is the kind of pipe cleaner Christmas tree ornaments and macrame tea cozies that your great aunt makes. Craft at its finest comprises the work of great 20th century creators like Annie Albers, whose modernist rugs are exquisite and still blow me away, and George Nakashima's singular furniture, and their creative descendants working today. And despite the museum's fancy new name, the people at the institution, formerly known as the American Craft Museum, know what craft is and know that they still operate an institution devoted to its celebration. I find this rebranding a little pathetic, like when a girl named Patsy in my 9th grade class started calling herself Patricia because it was more sophisticated. In fact, it's doubly sad because in the world of serious art today, craftsmanship, the nuances of a well-painted line or a well-cut shape, of working fluently with materials, is not prized highly enough. So at a time like this one, shouldn't a museum that celebrates hand-worked craftsmanship be frank about its distinctive commitment, instead of being embarrassed and trying to pretend it's something it isn't? This is Kurt Anderson in Studio 360.